Answer and News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Nearly 1 million homes and businesses remained without power as of yesterday from Texas to Louisiana as a result of fierce thunderstorms that swept hurricane force winds throughout the region, including right through parts of Houston, blowing windows out of downtown skyscrapers. Bob Orevec is a lead forecaster with the National Weather Service.
Most of the severe weather effects from this current line of thunderstorms that moved through Texas and are now moving across the Gulf Coast has been from high winds.
And there's something else to be concerned about today. The National Weather Service in Houston warning that with temperatures hitting about 90 degrees this weekend, people should know the symptoms of heat exhaustion. And in a message on X, they simply say, quote, don't overdo yourself during the cleanup process. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's vacillating support for Israel has dealt a blow to U.S. credibility in the region.
We want the Egyptians to take Gaza refugees. They won't. We want the Gulf states to work with us in setting up a Palestinian state in Gaza, and they're laughing at us.
And Talent says double messages have made all the countries in the region less likely to accede to any U.S. demands. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. A divisive mobilization law in Ukraine has come into force as Kiev struggles to boost troop numbers after Russia launched a new offensive that some fear could close in on Ukraine's second largest city.
For Ukraine to openly be admitting that its troops are overstretched and struggling is a sign of how serious things are at the moment. And they are hoping for two things to take effect. Firstly, a controversial mobilization law, where it hopes enough men will be able to join the fight and slow that Russian advance. But it's also hoping that will be combined with tens of billions of dollars worth of American ammunition and weaponry. But at the moment, it is a time delay.
And that is correspondent James Waterhouse reporting. This is SRN News. Decency experts are issuing a new warning. Michael Harrington has the details.
They are concerned about Disney's plan to unveil a new streaming bundle that will include HBO Max, best known for its production of explicit content. The Parents Television and Media Council says the partnership is, quote, akin to putting the Playboy Mansion inside the gates of Disneyland, and will give children access to some of the most sexually explicit, graphically violent, and profane content available on streaming platforms today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Democratic group is rolling out a new $140 million pro-abortion ad campaign that aims to chip away at former President Trump's support among rural Americans. The ads from American Bridge 21st Century have begun airing in the northern battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. In one, a nurse who's a mother and a grandmother bemoans the overturning of Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. The top-ranked golfer, Scottie Scheffler, arrested before climbing the PGA Championship leaderboard. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh has more.
He was arrested for second-degree assault of a police officer, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and not following police directions.
I definitely never imagined ever going to jail, and I definitely never imagined going to jail the morning before one of my tee times.
He was booked into jail at 7:28 a.m. and was released and arrived at Valhalla at 9:12 a.m.
My main focus after getting arrested was, you know, wondering if I could be able to come back out here and play. And, you know, fortunately, I was able to do that.
Police say a pedestrian was hit by a bus on the road leading to Valhalla Golf Club. ESPN says Scheffler drove past a police car and was chased down and cuffed. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The charges include two misdemeanors, one violation, and one felony. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.